This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From behind the velvet robe, darling, joins the podcast every single week, Thursdays and Fridays, on The Sarah Fraser Show. I team with very popular podcaster David Yontif, who's also become my good friend because I love him offline too. And we talk all things Bravo. Today we got Scoop. Jax Taylor from Vanderpump Rules. Is he joining a villain show? And what other housewives and huge reality star names are also joining? Plus, Robin and Juan Dixon, the alleged mistress. Did she speak or is this mistress totally fake? Let's get into it. They're amazing.
Maybe you and I are just, we defend Erica to no end. You know what we need to talk about?
Who?
Months ago when I sat down with my friend Jax Taylor. He was like, okay, I have something in the works, blah. I'm like, please, there's no show in the works. Everyone says they have a show in the works. Well, I don't know. It's not confirmed by E yet, but I mean, this show that apparently he's in with Danielle Staub and all these villains. I've had Corinna Limpos from The Bachelor on my show. So, I mean, apparently there's going to be like Villain House on E. And I don't know if it's going to be Big Brother. We're going to vote someone out. I don't know if it's going to be Dr. Drew style. And we're going to, like, you know, counseling for the people that are villains. But I mean, Jax and Danielle Staub and Corinne from The Bachelor and Rachel Riley, I love, from Big Brother. She was also in The Traitors. Apparently, we're going to have this house of villains. I mean, it's not confirmed by E. Kind of like it, right?
I do like it. They're all, like you said, they're all going to live Big Brother style, all kinds of villains. I believe there's a 90-day fiance villain on there that I'm excited about. Again, like you said, it's not confirmed, but I love the concept.
I love the concept.
Yeah,
maybe this is what Jax told me he was in the mix for, you know, and something. And I mean, listen, I loved Jax. We bonded. I love Staub. It's a great idea. Apparently, it's going to be hosted by Anna, right? The scam artist,
yes,
Anna.
Yes.
So this is all.
It's good.
I mean, good. I hope it's true. But, you know, let's everyone just okay. Take a breath, guys. Okay. It is not confirmed yet. It's not confirmed yet, but it could be true, and I hope it is. That's all.
Yeah, I'm hoping to. Now, it is, I don't know if it means anything or not. It's a little bit strange that I feel like some of the people on the show are confirming it's out, but the network isn't. Usually you get like a network drop first and then like that
and
same
who,
day.
Yeah, and who really confirmed that it was out? Because Jax hasn't that I saw and Danielle hasn't.
Actually, I don't know that anyone, except maybe maybe it's just bloggers. I thought they got a quote from somebody potentially on the show. Let me look. But you're right. I haven't seen it really confirmed by any legit sources.
Okay. Right?
Yeah. Danielle. I love the idea.
I love the idea. Listen, you know, we have some people that have, and apparently New York from Tiffany Pollard is going to be on it. Look, I mean,
well, this says the reality blurb is saying that Jax has confirmed it. The following reality star villains are confirmed to be filming House of Villains, which will be airing on E! Anna Delvey is the rumored host. Oh my God, yeah. I hope they have Omarosa. I have like such a crazy story with Omarosa.
She's apparently in the cast. Yeah. She's apparently in the cast. Love Omarosa. What do you got to say about Omarosa?
Shortly after the report was shared on Instagram, Jax responded to a fan who asked him, is this true? And Jax wrote, sure is. Again, no network has posted it. So I don't know.
You can get in a lot of trouble for confirming something.
Yeah, without them dropping the release. Omarosa came to my live podcast show in Washington, D.C. at the D.C. Improv. She, needed a talent fee to appear. Okay, no problem. She would appear for 15 minutes only. When she did the show, she came out. She set down her purse. She put a timer on for exactly 15 minutes with an alarm. And when that thing buzzed, she walked off stage. And she was booed basically the entire show. She did predict that Donald Trump would become president. She was heavily booed for that. And at the time, they were friends before they, you know, she secretly recorded him and everything. And then we'd had like a pre-party. She and her friends racked up a $500 bill that we didn't agree to. And basically she told me if I didn't pay it, that she would sue me. So it was a very eventful night.
She like literally sat down and it's like, did she say goodbye? I'm leaving.
No, she got up. Maybe she did say bye. I'm leaving. I'll see you in the White House or something like that. And then
how much did you guys pay her?
$1,500. Yeah. And
for 15 minutes, so $100 a minute.
She never sued. She never accused. She never said that she would sue me to my face.
What was the $500? For like that was her a bar entourage.
Tab. That was yeah, like a bar sure. tab that she racked up. And then she just left. And the restaurant said to me, are you going to take care of this? And I said to her group, oh, you guys, you like racked up $500 in champagne and appetizers. And they said, you're picking that up. I said, I am? Okay. This is, by the way, when the podcast made like no money. Like I was using like savings. Like I had no money at this point. But it did generate great. It generated great ratings, so it was fine. And she did make a prediction.
Wow.
She's a tough one. Really? She's a tough one to have on.
I really, yeah, no, she's tough. I don't think she does anything if there's no money involved. That's my honest opinion.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, if we wanted, I just don't think she does things, like, unless there's money, honestly.
Have you had any interactions with her? Has she ever been on your show?
My team has tried to book her. And like it just never happens.
Oh really?
I even bought her book.
Oh wow.
I had her sign her book once when I met her. But like, listen, I love the underdog the underdog.
There is something she is, as President Donald Trump, former President Trump said, she was like one of the greatest apprentice players of all time. He like loved her. She was such a shark. I mean, people ride for her. They love her. And I give her credit. I mean, she's gone pretty far in her career, but she's just a person. I don't know. I mean, yeah, she's interesting.
She's interesting, right?
Yes.
She's interesting.
You don't know what you're going to get. You know, you don't know what you're going to get, but maybe I'm just not seasoned enough for her.
I hope it all works out. What was I going to say? What else would you want to talk about
today? I'm curious what you think of Robin Dixon's alleged mistress speaking out.
Oh, my God. Okay, I don't know. I forgot where we heard that. But, whoever speak up, I'm not trying to take credit. But here's the problem I have. Like, there was no name associated and there's no picture.
I'm wondering and that too. So, is it real? Do we think that's the real mistress? No picture, voice.
Guys, you really, and legally, like, you know, if you noticed, like a lot of big papers didn't run it. I don't think. Again, I'm not trying to shade whoever spoke to this person. I just literally, like, there's a lot going on here, guys. So, I don't like these blind items. Like, I don't like it. Like, I heard the voice, wherever that was. We need at least a name. If you don't want a picture, we need a name. We need something. That's Right? It's and look, Robin and Juan are not giving this particular woman any airplay, right? Like they're not responding, right? Like they're not even addressing. I can guarantee you if Andy Cohn said this, or you know,
I don't see a lot of legit Screen Rant, right. The Shade Room.
Right. It's like, you know, I'm not knocking any of that.
I love me some Reality Blur, but I don't
know. Oh God, I love Reality Blur. It's just like, it's not like.
I don't know that they like do a ton of fact checking. No offense. Reality Blur.
If Kelly Ripa talked about this. So it's not, it's again, I'm not shading anyone. I'm just saying like, I just don't like these secret phone calls in the middle of the night. You know, I know she said, well, she can't even pay me, but he can't even pay me via Zelle or whatever it was because we don't have Zelle in Canada. And everyone's like, oh my God, that proves it was her. Guys, just slow down a little bit. Slow down. Like, I personally wouldn't even let really someone come on this podcast anonymous.
Oh,
you can
really?
Come on. You well,
I would, but you got to look. But, I mean, I'm not a journalist. I'm not a journalist tonight, but I have worked. I still work for Fox 5 DC. I mean, the rule there, in any time I've participated in any like podcast, anything for them that goes on their air, you have to have two sources that are legit. You know their names, you know their addresses, that they are saying on record that you're basically going to them, hey, I work for Fox 5 DC. You are saying on record that this is, you are Juan Dixon's mistress. And then you got to get somebody else, her mom, her sister, whoever else that goes, no, this is Karen Smith or whoever the fuck it is. She's 39 years old. This is where she lives. And yes, I saw her make out with one. Like that's if you're like with a legit news source, and they still may not even air that if the person isn't willing to be, you know, show their identity. I mean, usually they want, unless it's like a murder thing where people, you know, they're frightened for their safety. Lots of times you'll see that on the news, that the person will be speaking and they'll blur out their face or something to protect them. They'll only use their first name.
Yes.
But this is, I don't know if the person's real. And the person goes through and refutes everything that, you know, she basically alleges that she and Juan were speaking for a year. The Zelle thing was a lie. Then she says that, of course, Juan was paying to get her hotel room because they had intended of hooking up. I don't know. It basically just goes through every point and says that Juan and Robin are lying. So I don't know if it's legit or not. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Applin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com. To request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things, don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to EU Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any EU Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20. I'm on on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of five-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schwann has their standing desk, and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans.
That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Look, I mean, why are you going to wake up in Canada, and no offense to your hometown of the DMV area, but why are you going to say, like, today my trip is to Maryland and I'm going to get a hotel? Like, that's what doesn't add up. It's not like you're going and camping out of, like, J-Lo's dressing room because you're a huge J-Lo fan. Like, why are you ending up in Maryland? No offense to the state of Maryland or the DMV area. It's like, I tend to, again, like, why would this woman make this up? I understand bribes. I understand, like, pay me this amount of money and I won't go public with that. I'm all for that. Like, I'm all for that. Like, I understand the logic behind that is what I'm trying to say. I don't understand why you're just going to show up in the DMV. Why wouldn't you want one to pay your room and all this? Like, Robin's story does make a lot of strange. It doesn't make sense. Like, Juan was just trying to help her out, and like I told you last time,
yeah, people, no one's really,
people call
that.
Me with sob stories all the time. I told you, I had someone ask me, I missed my plane, can you, I mean, why am I buying you a plane ticket? Like, where am I on your list of people you're calling? I mean, you're gonna come over here and blow me? Like, why me? I mean, so I don't understand. Like, there's a reason Juan is probably laying down his credit card for your hotel room so he can open the door anytime he wants.
The only part that seemed credible about this is basically the woman says that Juan and Robin have an agreement. They're best friends. They co-parent. And they are doing everything you see as far as their relationship for the show. That part's kind of believable for me. Like, I feel like, you know this is a cash cow. They know, I don't know how well or what's going on with her hat business, but, you know, at least a year or so ago, that was going gangbusters. I mean, Juan probably sees this as, this is like the boys' college education. This is, you know, their home note is probably completely paid for. I mean, you know, we know Ashley and Michael, I think they had some sort of agreement. A lot of people have agreements, arrangements. I don't know. That part of it was, I thought.
I don't understand an agreement, but that's just me.
You don't?
Why not?
I get it. For television? Oh my God, 100%.
Oh, for television. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
We're going to get married. We're going to renew our vows. I mean, it kind of like, look, their wedding.
Yeah.
Their wedding was no great shakes. I mean, you and I could have done that ceremony with each other. I mean, that was just on a pier in Maryland. You know.
Right. So I get it. Like, okay, my salary's $550. You can have $125. Yeah, okay, sure. That I understand. And anything with money, I understand.
Well,
I just thought,
I mean,
you meant like, we're married in love, but we're not, and we want to fuck everyone. I'm like, just be single. Like, that's a single person's life. But yes, I know, I understand that now. I'm back in the game here with my mindset.
Yeah, I mean, they were broke. They were like broke. And now, I mean, they got a beautiful house in Maryland. Their boys
look great, that they're doing well.
Just don't give too much to this woman.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
because she's anonymous. That's all.
Yeah. Okay.
The other thing, I mean, Monique Samuels has said she's never going to come back to, you know, just she's done with reality TV. I mean, look, I mean, at least she's saying that, like, she kind of shades our friend Carlos. And she says, like, the second time around Love and Marriage, it was just as bad. Basically, like, I mean, okay, again, sign up for the David Yontef, you know, course on reality TV. Like, at least Monique is realizing the definition of insanity is doing the same thing and expecting a different result. You have to just say, I am going to be edited to the worst of my abilities and knowledge, and they will use everything against me. If you understand that, do reality TV forever. Monique seems to be like, I just don't want that. I want my real story out there. Well, I just think Monique
goes there. I mean, she basically says that all television is not interested in portraying healthy Black relationships, that they are interested in portraying a certain way that Black couples live, and it's completely not true for most people of color's relationship. And I kind of agree with her on that. Like, I gotta say, like, I think a lot of that is true. And I don't know why, because I just think I'm with her. I think beautiful, you know, people of color, normal, happy relationships would be awesome and so successful. And Lord, the Cosby Show. I mean, everyone has thoughts on Bill Cosby. But I mean, that was one of the most successful shows for viewers of all different skin types. People loved that show because it was empowering. I don't know, but she kind of says...
Oh, she's saying, like, scripted, too, and everything?
Not scripted. She's saying on reality TV, they do not want to portray healthy, real Black relationships, that they want drama. I think, you know, they want...
The stereotypical.
They want to promote stereotypes. They don't, you know... And Monique, I know, in person, is a very spiritual person, is a very, you know, in touch with animals, very connected. I mean, her wonderful mother. I just think she's...
Not for reality.
I don't think she's interested in fighting and, you know.
Like, I believe her. You know, and listen, when we talk about people that have left on their own, you know, we talked to, like, Bethany gives her list. We talk about Lori from the OC. Bethany, I forgot who else I put on that list. Monique left on her own. She didn't get fired. She truly left on her own after that reunion. She did. She chose to walk away from Bravo.
And I thought it was interesting in that series of videos she did, or I think it was on her YouTube channel, she did talk about she and Chris were having real troubles in their marriage, and they kind of lost sight of that being on these reality shows, and they wanted to work on their marriage. So I thought, good for her. I mean, I think she's just too, you know, normal and spiritual and all that stuff for reality too. You know what I mean? Like, I think the Bravo's the model right now, which is, it wouldn't shock me if Robin and Juan have an arrangement. You know, that would not shock me if that's not real.
That part doesn't shock me. And I mean, that's almost smart if you think about it. If you think about it, like, producers are coming to you and they're like, okay, shit, like, the last season just wrapped. They're going to come and ask me what my storyline is. To be really honest with you, I don't know why more people don't do that. I don't know why more people, I mean, I would be like, hey, you know, you're 30 years younger than me. Or 20 years younger than me. Listen, next season, I need you to be like my little young, you know, like I need to have like some crazy storyline. And it's going to be about me dating someone like 20 years younger. And, you know, you get $100,000. Otherwise, my job is like whatever the scenario is. Or, hey, I'm going to date an older guy, like whatever it is. I don't know why more people don't do that and go and find someone in their life to be like, you're going to be my storyline and I'm going to give you money. Right?
Well, I think because, you know, the other thing I hear all the time in Hollywood as someone who's an aspiring producer is they have to be real. They have to be real. It's this weird thing. We want them to act a certain way, but we want a friend group that's legitimately friends. You know, it is that, like, I think with Robin and Juan, there's years and years of history there. There's a real relationship and friendship. And of course, they co-parent together. So then I think it's like, okay, what way are we going to take this? And I think, like, Monique and Chris, they're like, our marriage is more important than any storyline. Where I don't know.
That's
Robin and Juan are like, fuck, we got 5 more years of this. We're making $750,000, $800,000 a year, you know, with all our business things. Let's ride this gravy train. What do we need to do? Let's give him as much information as we need. And our friend Carlos King, thanks to you, is going to be on my podcast. And we talk in depth about this, about what RHOP can do to, like, he really feels like this franchise is in major trouble. I don't know if I feel that way, but he feels like it's in major trouble.
Listen, I've had Carlos on here a few times now. We've disagreed on some things. Love him. We just sometimes, I think I'm in between the two of you. I think it's not in major trouble, but I think what Robin did is really a larger picture of like problems with all the franchises that we could have a whole season. The real story was there all along. This could have been Lisa and Lenny from Miami. Is Robin getting it? Do you know what I mean? Like, I just think that's the problem. Like, how could this have been sitting up to say, you know, I think Robin should lose her job over this. I really do. I really do.
Wow. It's going to be really interesting to see. I mean, from what I'm hearing from you, from other Bravo insiders, like, I think there's some major discussions really happening about it.
Listen, I don't think she's Kyle Richards. I don't think she's like, I don't think she was contributing a ton anyway. It's not after season four, was it? Or was it? No. Yeah. Season four. What was the season with Candace and Monique where they smacked each other down? I think that was season four, right? Mm-hmm. So I said at that, I'm convinced that Monique quitting saved Robin's job. Like, I think Robin was on the chopping block then and she was going to go. And I think Monique quitting, and because Monique didn't quit till after the reunion. It was like, this is when they were starting right away. They needed Robin. Now, I think she redeemed herself in season five and okay, she's one of the OGs. And that's why our show works, because we have so many. But I think Monique quitting saved Robin's job in season five. And that's what got her to season six. So I think she already had a spotty history. I don't know. I really think this. They're going to now put this on next season and we're going to talk this out. I think they're just going to cut ties. I could be wrong and I have nothing against Rob. Nothing. I hope I'm wrong. I just think she's going to lose her job over it.
All right. Well, that's it. Okay, David, I got to love you and leave you.
Love you and leave you. Everyone needs to follow Behind the Velvet Rope, Sarah Fraser. And we are going to talk so soon, Sarah. So soon.